Parent, what happened to Guru Prasad? Why was it taken apart and all?
What had happened is, with Guru Prasad, it was a funny thing that how we got into Guru Prasad. In the early years, soon after Baba returned from his new life and had met with the accident and all that in 1952, and then come back and was convalescing in Pune and all that, and then Baba, one day, he's very active, he doesn't care whether he is, his limbs are damaged or broken or anything of sort. He expressed his wish that it would be a nice thing to have a place, you know, where people could come and, yes, I want to give them darshan in Pune. So Mehrji was there and others were there in Pune who were in search of a place. So Mehrwan was active, my younger brother was very active, he was in Pune. And we had gone out, as I told you, on a countrywide tour. With Pendu, I had gone out. Bab had sent me. So that's how it was. I did not know anything of this sort. Later on, my brother tells me about it. So they were in search of some good place for Baba to station himself for some time and give darshan and all that. Not too far from the city, not too close, not inside the city area and all that. So Mehrwan, while going to Baba Jan's tree, now and again he would go. He is a young man now, cycling and going and all of that. He was employed by the New India Life Assurance Company. On holiday and all that, he would go out. So he would always notice this place, a huge place, and shut, no occupants. So he gets an idea, that's a nice place for Baba. Can we not obtain it? Whose place is that? What is it? But there is nobody there. The gates are always locked up and all that, huge gates and all that. So one day, my brother ventured. He is a very reticent person. I don't know whether you all know him. He's not outgoing or anything. But he made himself bold and jumped over the railings inside to find out somebody, to talk to somebody, you see, about it. Immediately the gardener saw him from a distance and rushed out and tried to drive him out. How did you come here like that? It's trespassing and this and that in his vernacular. He says, no, I'm not trespassing, but there's nobody to talk to. I want to talk to somebody, you see, because there is somebody great who wants to have a place, you see. In whose charge is this? What is this? It's the palace of King of Baroda, Maharani of Baroda. But there may be somebody taking care of it. So, there is somebody who is a caretaker and all that. He is a Sardar. He was the minister at the time, you see, of the Baroda, what you call, courtiers or whatever it is. You know, they have these ministers also, these petty kings and all these things. So he would go there. So he took the address. And he tried to take Gadekar and others, you know, to contact. So he says, although I am the caretaker, but I doubt very much whether she would condescend to just give the place for somebody unknown. No, but then they prevailed upon him that what harm is there? This Mehr Baba who wants to come. Oh, Mehr Baba, yeah, I've heard the name. So he wants to come, he wants to stay here for some time, you see. So, and it's better, I said, I'll write to her. No, don't write, we'll pay for the telegram, you see. So they gave a reply, paid telegram, it made him write, you see, that he wants, is it all right if it were given for Baba, Mehr Baba stay there and his people there, few people there. So the telegram did come, that she'll be very happy if Mehr Baba occupied it.
And she never met him?
Never met him. And that was conveyed to Baba. And Baba immediately took the opportunity. That's how we got into Guru Prasad. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we had arrived and then Baba arranged for a darshan program and darshan started and he liked the place. Then a letter came and the letter was that the whole place can be occupied by Mehr Baba and his party, but she would feel happy if her private room, it was a double bedroom where the telephone was, were left vacant through sentimental reasons. It was a bed chamber. Mm-hmm. So Baba says, yeah, granted. You had seen that room there?
Yes.
Where the telephone was in Guru said, yeah. So that's, can you hear my voice?
No, Renata was just asking, and I was just repeating.
I'm sorry. The thing is, what was I saying? What you heard about it, that Baba is allowed to occupy now.
Yes, Rupa. This one room should...
That one room, for sentimental reasons, she wrote a letter to the caretaker, see that this, please advise somebody there that this room should not be used by anyone there.
Yeah.
Just keep it there for sentimental reasons. That was her bed chamber, the queen's bed chamber. We still remember because it had the telephone facilities also.
Yes.
It was right and outside was a veranda, big veranda there. So Baba immediately agreed and said, fine, yeah. When she has given the whole place, what we can leave aside that one. So that's how it was. So that's what happened. And then naturally, time and again, every time that Baba would want to come, naturally correspondence started between myself and the queen, Shanta Devi. So every time I would address, you see, Maharani Shanta Devi and all that, she would be there. We have got their letters here, her letters and our letters. So it was always there. So she would write back. Baba would ask me to write to her and saying that, well, next time in the month of March, we'll be marching to Guru Prasad and we'll be here for 3 months and all that. So her reply would come. She'd be so happy, you see. It is now kept at his disposal. Whenever he would want to use it, he can come and be there. That's all. I've given orders. It's at his disposal. Fine.
Had she been coming then when Baba was there? Would she come?
No. That's what it is. So because the condition was that nobody, no relative of hers should come and nobody should come. That's how I forgot to mention that. The condition later on when permission was given, then he made me write a letter to her saying that he's very happy with her letter, with her reply, telegraph reply, and the condition is that he will come and stay there with his disciples, with his men, Mandali as he called, on one condition, that while he is there, no one, not even yourself, no relatives of yours, should come and occupy it. And she accepted it. So that's how it would go, and Baba would make me write another letter, before leaving, when we come there, before leaving Pune for Mehrazad. So he'll make me write a letter that next time he'll be coming in this month and so that's all. And then she'll write a reply. And everything was going on for years together like that, and many things happened at Guru Prasad. One day, coming to this, I'll come to your answer later. So one day while I'm sitting there on the veranda, which is a very long veranda there, or the palace, all marble, mind you. So I'm sitting in a corner, there's no desk or anything. That is Mehr Baba's office for the correspondence, worldwide correspondence. I used to write there on my lap, here, letters and all that. And that's how it was. So while when Baba is in the next hall there with the mandali, and he'll call me now, and I sit there. So while I'm writing there, I'm just giving a thought to what should I say again next. And the veranda is, from where I sit, I see the main road, mind you. Right outside the gate. It's a long approach road. You have seen it in the film, the long approach road.
Yeah.
You didn't see the film the other day? Where all the crowds gathered and all the Guru Prasad is there, East was gathered.
Oh.
Yeah. So there, I see a woman standing. There are two approach roads, one this way and one this way. So this is where this is the main road that is there. But this approach road here is equally long, but it's a lane. It's a street, you may call it. So I'm writing and I'm looking there. And there's a lady standing, fair lady in sari. And I said, somebody's standing. Baba called me, I went inside. Half an hour passed by, I came back again. Again settled down while I'm sitting down. She's still standing there. Who could that be? It came to my mind. I started writing there. It's mind you, summer months. She's in the sun there. And it came to my mind, some lady is standing in the sun over there. Does she want something there? So I, on my own, went out to find out who she is. I said, do you want somebody? You're waiting, I'm seeing you, waiting for quite a long time. It's now nearly 2 hours. She said, yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the call. I said, who are you? You're coming for Mer Baba? I said, yeah. Can I enter? May I enter here? Did Baba call you? Is there any prior appointment? He says, no, I haven't written anything about it. Because he told me not to enter. I said, Baba would never want anybody not to enter when he is here. He says, no, I've got a letter from him. That, who are you? I am Shanta Devi. She didn't call Maharani Shanta, I am Shanta Devi. Oh, I said, you are Maharani Shanta Devi? She says, yeah. Her own bungalow. She's standing up. I said, Baba would be very annoyed with me. Why I dilly-dallied, you see, I'm so sorry. He says, no, I can't. Please take permission. I went to Baba. Baba was now about to go for his lunch. So he has left Mandali Hall. I called out and he allowed me. And I told him what has happened. And Baba was so deeply touched, very deeply touched. He says, tell her that I'm very happy with her obedience. And I'll see her. Call her inside. So he made it a point. He sat in the drawing room. It was a nice, spacious, big hall, you know. And she comes there, bows down to him, and sits. Baba tells her to occupy the sofa. She sits on the floor, on the carpet. There were carpets there in the palace. And then Baba said, I'm deeply touched. Conversations took place. And says that, I'm so happy, I'm so blessed that you have blessed this place. And it's a name called Guru Prasad. It was a prasad from the Guru. Why she named it, we don't know it, but it's like that. So Baba says, yeah, it's my place where my work is being done. And you are blessed indeed and all that. So likewise, programs would take place. And you must have seen her sitting by his side on the on the dais.
Yeah.
You have seen her?
Yeah.
The fair lady with spectacles. Yes. She's the queen.
Yeah.
So it went on. One day, must be in 1967 or 66, she used to come to Mehrabad also. Then she started coming in Mehrabad, would call and be with the women and all that sort of thing. So one day she comes here, 67 now. She is now open, she can come and go. She used to come. Yeah, this is not the first visit at Mehrabad. She has been, but this is the last visit of her. 67 or 68. No, not last, because after Baba passed away also she came here. So she comes, sits there. Adi is there. Adi has brought her. I remember Adi also. And we Mandali are here. And Baba says, what brought you here? What? Sudden visit? Without any intimation or anything else? He says, yes. I felt drawn, like coming over here and to confide in you one thing. He says, what is it? He says, Baba, I have drawn up a will in which Guru Prasad goes to you. So I says, I'm very happy to hear this because most of my work has been done there. So it's yours. In my will, I have made it clear. So I just to confide in you this, in case something happens to me. And Baba laughed, what is going to happen to you, you say? But whatever it be. So Baba said, I'm very happy. And then Adi piped in. You know Adi how it was. He says, why do you make a mention in the will and there will be a lot of, you know, because from his legal point of view and other things, you know, because it's not just her thing, it's the property of the, what do you call it? It's the
state.
The property of the state, you know. Something might happen, some objection will come. So he tells Shantadevi, in the meantime, when she would come, I would say, Maharani Shantadevi. Baba says, Maharani is not here. She is my lover, you are my lover. So just call her Shantadevi, Shantaben, your sister. From today, you and our sisters and brothers. So Baba asks her, you don't mind him calling you Shantaben, means sister, my sister? No, on the contrary, I'm happy. I didn't like that word, in your presence, you see. The Maharani means great queen. So that's how it was. So I said, Shantadevi, Adi says to her, Shantadevi, why bother about the will and all that? Why is all that? So now you can offer, the trust is there, Baba has made the trust, you can offer it to the trust. After Meba trust was drawn, you see, in 59 it was drawn. So I didn't know about it. So Baba says, I still remember Baba doing to Adi, keep quiet, shut up. And Baba, Baba says, don't listen to him. And then he turns to Adi and says, do you realize what is going to happen? It will come around your neck like that. Yeah, don't do that. Let it be in the will, whatever it be in the will. So Baba says, I'm deeply touched, I'm happy and all that. So what has happened is, she has not died. At that stage, she had not died. I don't know what happened. Her husband died, I think the Maharaja died or something recently. So what happened is, that after Baba passed away, soon after Baba passed away and all that, what happened was that all the privy purses and the perquisites and all that, the facilities that were afforded to the kings of India, in India, you follow, were withdrawn. Privy purses were being given to the king, and they had free travel, tax-free assets and incomes, and everything was there. So she owned how many palaces and how many, now they will be taxed, all these things. So it is not possible. So her brother took the reins of her estates and all that. And he advised that it is best that we cannot continue with this sort of thing. So if you want to give a gift now, you give it now to the trust and all that sort of thing. So the brother wrote a letter saying that, well, Maharani Shantadevi, that she has willed Guru Prasad, you see, to Meher Baba. Now Meher Baba is not there, so those who are in charge of whatever they are doing, you see, please come and sign the documents. So Nariman, I think, Meherji and Adi went to Baroda. Naturally, now he's inviting. Because very soon we are trying to dispose of all the properties, and he made a mention that it is uncontrollable and we cannot manage the whole thing, you see, because the PV purses are stopped and everything has been just, we are reduced to common people. So they go, hoping that Guru Prasad will come to our hands now, the whole place. So the brother turned and says, well, her will mentions Guru Prasad bungalow. He said, yeah, Guru Prasad bungalow, fine. Yeah. He said, it will be only the building. He said, then what about the approach road and all that? Said, well, there will be complexes, you are selling it out to the builders. The land is to be sold out to the builders, you see. Because we want income from, it's a vast place, that compound at the back. And yeah. Now if you see Guru Prasad, if you go there, what a complex it is, you see. Yeah. All the concrete buildings and all the...
Guru Prasad condominiums.
So Adi got very fiery and says, what do you mean by that? Bungalow means what she meant at the time was the whole place, you see, where Baba gave darshan and Baba is to be there in the garden, is to walk and everything. So no, that garden will go away, everything will go away. You will have only a bungalow and you can have a little passage to go out from one of the gates there. Not the front gate, but side gate. So what will we do with that? We don't want that. Our memories are of Guru Prasad as it is. And that's what she wanted to give us and all that. That day, Shantadevi was not there. And she was not made to be there in presence. Otherwise, Adi would have jumped at the whole thing, She says, no, it's not possible. We cannot give it. So Adi says, then we cannot take it. She says, that's your lookout. If you don't want to take it, fine. Don't take it. Because Baba had told Adi at that time, it will come around your neck. So he remembered that. He said, we don't want anything of that sort. He said, okay. So that's how Guru Prasad is not with us. Then what happened is, Mirji felt very sad about the whole thing. And Barjot Bodh was the city engineer, he was at the time and all that. And the man, the builder who had taken up the whole property, you know, they are demolishing the whole thing and all that. So the builder had come to know about Guru Prasad and all that. Because it was very well known in Pune that Baba used to give darshan and all that. So Mirji approaches him and says that, is it proper for you to demolish such a thing, you see? He says, what can I do? I have purchased it and I have paid for it and we are building blocks over here. This is, at least with your goodness and good sense, you see, whatever little reverence you may be having for Mir Baba, it will do you, it will profit you in your own business. Mm. Do one thing, this room that is his, allow us to have everything that is inside the room, the flooring, the windows, the door, all these things that are there, the ventilations and all that. And the front veranda, the steps and all that where Baba had climbed the thing. So we will get something made out of it, a monument in memory of Mir Baba. He says, very willingly, we are going to destroy it. Instead of destroying it, we'll take it carefully out and give it to you. Yeah, we'll give you. He said, you want me to buy it? I'll buy it for you. I'll pay the money, because Meiji was a moneyed person. He says, no, you have it. It's my offering. So Meiji was very happy. Barjot Bodh was happy. And Barjot Bodh, being a city engineer, they wouldn't want to give permission, you see. So close to the road and all that sort of thing. So then in consultation with the builders and this, builder gave that plot of land. Mm-hmm. In addition to the material that was used by Baba, that plot of land, Barjot Bodh designed it and memorial hall is there, created. Guru Prasad Memorial Hall. Mm-hmm. Then there was the opening that after it was finished and all that. But it was given with a lot of objections were there from the municipality, you know, because of the roadside and people will be gathering. So, no, nothing. It will be a quiet place. It's just in memory of Baba. And no other buildings. It shouldn't be expanded or anything else. Or nothing. We have agreed to that, all that. That's all. So with the material, whatever the flooring and others used by Baba as Baba's room is put there. And it was a grand opening. You were there. Francis was there. And Francis gave a great talk there that day of the Guru Prasad, what it is and all that. Have you got it? Where is your Divana?
Yeah, we've
got it. Got it? Let us see. What was spoken of Guru Prasad on that day? Hurry up, it's only 15 more minutes now. Alaba will be jumping now with his whistle there. So that is the end of Guru Prasad. Mm. And now the White Cloud Paper Mill maintains it.
The mill that bought part of
Meherji's business.
White Cloud is Meherji's business. Mm. Paper mills. Mm. Yeah. So that firm sees to the maintenance of the thing and pays all the bills, the servants, the gardeners, and this and that, and maintaining it, color washing it, and carpeting and all that stuff. That's all. There's a library that is kept there for Baba books. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For those. So Rajneesh's people take great advantage because they are close to it. Yeah. They come every day, almost every evening they come and sit there and read Baba books and all that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rajneesh.
They read the Baba books.
Yeah. Because Rajneesh has mentioned of Baba in his books. You follow?
Is he still living in Pune?
Rajneesh is dying.
No, that's right. He died, but I mean the ashram that
he's buried. He's buried there, Rajneesh Dham. He's buried, not buried. His ashes are, cremains are there.
Huh?
He won. 21st.
What did they say the death was?
They say it was poison.
They did say it was poisoning?
I happened to ride from Bombay to Pune with one of his followers.
But he was complaining about being poisoned in the States.
Yeah.
And he was much against the reception that he received in the States and all that. We don't know. So, lithium poisoning or something like that. We don't know. But he had become very frail and all that.
Yeah, everything was painful for him.
I don't know how you find these things out. It's creditable, Divana. It is creditable. Yeah,
okay.
Read it loudly and...
This is what Francis...
With Francis'
Francis
voice.
Brabazon.
Australian accent.
Okay. There are in the world many many shrines.
Come on. Hurry up, no time.
Yes, sir. Okay. There are in the world... This is February 3rd, 1973.
This was the opening day. February 3rd, 1973.
There are in the world many shrines of masters and monuments to God, prisons in which men keep the divine beloved because they have not room in their hearts for him. And succeeding generations bow down to this imprisoned God and implore benefits from him.
Just as Francis.
This memorial will not be another such place, for we understand that it is but a sign and a symbol of Avatar Meher Baba's work in seclusion for humanity, a remembrance of the savas he gave his lovers here at Guru Prasad and of his darshan, which he gave the people generally, and especially of the great East-West gathering, when for the first time in known history, East and West met at the feet of the Lord. This memorial will remain vital and therefore holy by the works of love his lovers do in his name. It will be a place where those who do not come to ask, but to offer themselves to the beloved, will have their prayers granted. Mm-hmm. That's Francis.
It has been embossed in a copper plate, I think. This whole is put there inside the hall.